The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has renewed his warning about the U.S. hostility toward the Islamic Republic, saying the nation can resolve its economic problems only by standing on its own feet. Ayatollah Khamenei says there is a fundamental difference between Iran and the U.S. and that any retreat by Tehran in the face of U.S. pressures will embolden Washington. The leader made the comments during a speech to crowds of people in the northeastern Iranian city of Mashhad.
The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution is once again warning about the creeping moves of the U.S. following the nuclear deal between Tehran and the P5+1 group of countries. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says Washington has been holding a grudge against the nation as the Islamic Republic put an end to its grip on Iran after the victory of the Islamic Revolution. Ayatollah Khamenei noted that the U.S. was in control of all social, cultural, and political aspects in Iran before the 1979 Islamic Revolution. The leader also referred to the U.S. failures in the Middle East. He said the U.S. is angry at Iran because the Islamic Republic is an obstacle to its policies in the region.
خاورمیانه بزرگ میدادن تو قضیه سوریه در موندن تو قضیه یمن در موندن تو قضیه عراق در موندن تو قضیه فلسطین در موندن اینا همه رو از چشم ایران میبینند از چشم جمهوری اسلامی میبینند دشمنی اونها با جمهوری اسلامی اینجوری است اختلاف اونها با جمهوری اسلامی سر یک ذره و دو ذره نیست.
The leader noted that under the so-called Greater or New Middle East Project, the region is supposed to be under the control of the Israeli regime. Ayatollah Khamenei also spoke of the nuclear deal between Iran and the P5+1. He said Washington has failed to live up to its commitments under the nuclear deal.
کارهایی را انجام دادند اما از راه‌های انحرافی متعدد جلو تحقق مقاصد جمهوری اسلامی را گرفتند در سرتاسر کشورهای غربی و کسانی که تحت تأثیر آنها هستند همچنان معاملات بانکی ما دچار مشکل است.
He also warned against buckling to US demands. He criticized Washington's threats against Iran's missile program, saying any retreat in the face of U.S. pressures will embolden it to demand Iran give up Islam as the core of its constitution and even abandon its defensive capabilities. The leader stressed if Iran takes a step back, the U.S. will go on to demand that Tehran give up supporting the Palestinian cause, the cause of the Bahraini and Yemeni nations, as well as regional resistance. Ayatollah Khamenei highlighted the fact that the nation can resolve its economic problems by standing on its own and pursuing the resistance economy. This, the leader believes, will enable Iran to shield itself against the sanctions threat, which has been used as a weapon by the U.S. against other countries in recent years. Iran and the U.S. cut diplomatic ties after the victory of the Islamic Revolution. Since then, Washington has imposed countless sets of sanctions and made numerous military threats against Iran. The pressures have not produced the intended results for various U.S. administrations.